Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Coming up on TMS, Poutine Thanksgiving.
Viagra and muscle relaxant, an upper and a downer.
European and you're a hurtin'.
Jesus Christ, wood whisperer.
Take this package around the back.
I can see my nose hairs from here.
Dumb or weird or dumb and weird.
Does the weed lose its flavor in the fridge overnight?
Filter drinks through your undies.
Peeing its way to China.
That wheel weighs a ton.
Columbus doesn't exist anymore.
Getting conned with Steven and more. On this episode of The Morning Stream.
What's ironic about Jesus Christ becoming a carpenter was he was actually named after the two words you're most likely to shout after hitting your thumb with a hammer.
The Morning Stream. I'm a leaf on the wind. Watch how I soar.
Good morning and welcome to TMS. That's The Morning Stream for short, and it's Monday, October 10th, 2022. I'm Scott Johnson, and Brian Ibbett is also here. Hello, Brian.
Yes, I am also here, present for today.
Yeah, ready for whatever the world throws at us.
That's right.
You know, we're not just sitting on our laurels, as they say.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're not.
Or our hearties, either one.
And happy Thanksgiving to our friends in the North who probably just... like what, having cheese curds and gravy with turkey and just gravy,
maple syrup on it,
smothered with some sort of beer, Tuborg maybe, or
some kind of wearing Mountie outfits, like that's what you cosplay on this day, is to look like a Mountie.
Yep.
Yeah, we assume you guys, and you're listening to the Great White Album over and over, just on repeat. So happy Indigenous! That's also Indigenous Peoples Day. Here in the States.
That's right. Yes.
Which I guess that took over. Is it official that Columbus doesn't exist anymore as a day, or did we've
eliminated Columbus. I mean, that's kind of it, we've replaced Columbus Day with
but have we done that as a people and not officially on a federal level or federally recognized? I don't know how it works.
Star Wars calendar.
Yeah.
With Yoda, Jedi Master, on the back of this, this page.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, look at him.
So I rigged up like this. I tear out each page so I can write on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have magnets on the back so I can stick it to the wall. But if I need to add something, I just add it, put it back on the wall. Because I don't want to write on this thing while it's on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, just super handy with these little magnets all over.
Yeah, like
anyway.
It's nice. You've sold me. I'm going to get one now.
Yeah, you gotta get it. Yeah, a little piece of plexiglass on the back so I can write on it easily.
Oh, I'm already sold. You didn't even have to tell me that, but that's a nice
whatever.
Feature.
Yeah. This is MacGyver Town right here. I'm telling you right here. Columbus Day, still listed on the Star Wars calendar.
Boo!
Yeah.
All right. Well, whatever. I think we're all kind of cool with like calling it that. Kids still have school today, though. Chad just said the same. Icor did. Yeah. You still have school. It's not that big of a deal, but I don't think banks are open, right?
That's an interesting question. I don't know.
I don't know either now that I think about it.
Mail not getting delivered today?
Oh, I hope that's not true.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a really good question.
I know FedEx and UPS are working, but I don't know about mail.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think mail is working today either because normally I get a thing in the mail that says what's going to be arriving so that if I have a package that's coming via USPS, I can just make sure that
Oh, that's nice.
Someone's here to.
How do I sign up for that? Is that a normal thing I can just sign up for?
It's a normal thing. You just go to USPS. It's called Informed Delivery. It's free. And it tells you, and that way also, if you're getting a check, you're like, oh, that's a check right in there. And then the check doesn't show up, which has happened.
Oh.
You can immediately tell the person who sent the check, cancel it.
Yeah, no,
cancel
that's,
that check.
That's good. Right. That's actually really helpful. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. All right. We got a weird thing going on. Our FedEx people and our UPS people, I don't know what's happening. Mm-hmm. The last four deliveries from both organizations have ended up out in our like little dirt rock garden thing out in the front of the house, not on the porch.
Oh, geez, really?
And I don't know why. They're still taking pictures of it, and you know that's the thing is saying,
that's,
oh, we
did
it.
That's as far as they feel they need to come with your package.
Yeah, and the only thing I can think of is we have a weird tomcat, alley cat, stray cat that comes around the house all the time that Carter's always feeding. Uh-huh. Maybe that thing is up there like... I don't know, hissing. I don't know, man. I can't. Honestly, I can't figure out why they've been doing that because that's never done that before until like the last four deliveries.
I don't like that at all. Because often I'll, I don't put shoes on in the house, so
right.
It's like if I get see the package on the porch, I step out on the porch barefoot or in socks even and get it. But yeah. I'm not going to walk out to my rock garden and get a package. Come on now.
Yeah, it's really weird. And the ones that take it around the back, they're the worst because we kind of have. Okay, so the city planner that planned out this whole Daybreak area I live in,
yeah,
they were like, I love the Midwest, and the Midwest way out in like, Ohio, they have a lot of back alley driveways instead of being in the front, so we're going to do that. And so they it's unlike everything else really? In the whole valley, this one zone that I live in, this area called Daybreak, like four houses in a row will be back alley driveway houses. And then one will have a front one. And then and every house is completely different than each other. They're just going for a certain motif here. It's like a thing.
Weird.
And it's fine. I don't mind it. But sometimes if you're like a new Fed guy or a new UPS guy, you don't know. And so you go around the back because you don't like, what's this street? I guess this is where their garage is. But I guess I'll leave it. Like, it gets really confusing for some of them.
Jeez.
But.
And if you don't leave the house, you never see it. It just sits back there.
Yeah, I don't know what's going
on. I guess you see it when you look in your email or your phone and it says package delivered and there's a photo of your garage door.
Oh, good point. Yeah, if they do take the photo. They don't always, though. Sometimes they don't. Yeah. So, I don't know, man.
There's a really good hiding spot. We've got a couple pillars in front of our door and on our porch. And I like it when the UPS or mail or FedEx person puts the package behind those because it makes it not visible from the street. But they don't always do that. And I've been thinking... What could I do? I mean, I guess I could do chalk, but it'll get rubbed off easily. But I kind of want to do a little Les Nessman dotted line that indicates put package here.
I like that, though.
Like a little Les Nessman dotted line kind of thing.
Yeah, a little package parking space. Why not?
Yeah. Some people do. They just get like a little cheap stand and they... just put the stand where they want packages, and for some reason, it helps UPS understand. Then they're not also gumming up the concrete on their porch with writing or anything like that.
Right. That's
and then if there's rain, it's like elevated snow, stuff like that. It's elevated up.
I do like those people that have, I'm not going to install one because it sounds like I have a huge pain in the ass, but they have it's almost like an airlock where.
Oh, yeah.
Between the outside and the inside, you've got a little space where they can actually open the door and put it in there.
Okay, I haven't seen the airlock. I've seen the anchor lockbox where it's a big box that's big enough to put a package that you get from UPS and stuff like that. And then when the driver closes it after putting your box in there, nobody can open it except for you with your key.
Oh, that's cool. Kind of like that.
Cool if you get one pack, if you don't get more than one package, right? Because if you get a second package from FedEx or UPS after you get the first one, it's like, I can't put it in the box. I guess I'll just set it on top. Hey, up yourself, everybody driving by.
Yeah, I didn't think of that. Porch pirates are they would want to get in there. I've never had a porch pirate deal. Maybe I have and I don't remember, but I don't think anyone's ever stolen a package from me. Have you ever had that?
I don't think I've gotten one either. I don't think it's ever happened to me. Right. We live in it's not a cul-de-sac, but it's a loop. And there's basically, unless you're one of the 12 houses in this loop, there is no reason for you to be driving in this loop.
Oh, I like that. That keeps you guys artificially, sort of naturally safer from stuff
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
The ones you don't, what I think they probably do is they probably avoid dead ends and circles. Because if you do that, then you're kind of in a hole there. And if somebody sees you, they can come out and corner you.
Yeah.
So you want to be a straight through, or if you're the robber, you want it to be a straight through. If yes. you're like me and you, you're going to want to be what you are, cul-de-sac or corner, mm-hmm. or in my case, I don't know why they don't steal from me. I'm not saying you should. I'm just saying it would be easy.
We really don't have any sort of protection for people stealing from us, I guess.
Yeah, we have had issues where people, if they leave their garage open, that's the other problem with the back alley garage stuff and having a road back there. If you leave your garage open by accident overnight, there's a roaming band of teenagers that always freaking suss that out and find it.
Yes, yes.
Every damn time.
See that on Nextdoor all the time. Kids got into my, and it's always, kids broke into my garage. And then the first line underneath the big attention getting scary headline is, I accidentally left it open overnight, but it shouldn't be a problem in this neighborhood.
Yeah, they broke in to your open garage.
Into my open garage.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not saying they should. I'm just saying you maybe got what you had coming. That's what I'm saying. Speaking of things shipping, I ordered, I don't know if this makes me dumb or weird, but I ordered an Xbox Series X mini fridge because Walmart has them on sale. They're usually $100 and Walmart had them on sale for $50.
Oh.
And I went, oh, do I just do this? It's probably not even a good fridge, but still.
It holds six cans or something? What does it hold?
I think it's eight cans, I think.
Eight cans?
Eight or ten or something. And it looks just like a Series X. And it's all based on a meme and a joke.
Yes.
From back when they first revealed the Series X, everybody went, oh, it's a giant fridge. And they started Photoshopping it in people's kitchens and all that. And having a good time with it. And then they immediately turned around and made a couple of full-size fridges as a joke. Microsoft did. They're like, haha, we get it. And yes, it looks like it. So here's a fridge. And then they made these little mini ones. And so I was like, I can't. This is half off. I got to get this. So now I got a stupid mini fridge.
Coming. Oh, that's great.
Do you have one in your office, like a mini fridge you keep around?
I do. I have a college dorm size fridge. It probably will hold 3 12-packs.
Oh, geez.
And it's got a little freezer in it.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can stock up. Nice. Keep your weed in there.
I don't know if is weed better if it's refrigerated or frozen.
Oh, actually, I have no idea.
I don't know if it is. Like batteries?
Somebody'd have to tell us. Yeah, it's like putting batteries in there.
I think there's still a Zima in that one over there, too.
Oh, look at you with the Zima. Aren't those gone? Now you've got a collector's item. I thought Zima was gone.
The last time this came from the case that Mitsula brought to Nerdtacular 2018?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Was there
2017 was the last Nerd. No, wait.
2017.
Yeah, 2017 was our last Nerdtacular. That is correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's when I got this one. So it is 5 years old.
Wow.
Zima.
How is 2018 5 years ago? Because you know what that means.
Right?
5 years ago, then.
Well, 2017 was 5 years ago.
Eight. Are we saying that Mad Max Fury Road is almost 8 years old?
We're not saying that, Scott, because we don't think about those sorts of things.
I do. I think about it all the time. Well, anyway, so that's coming. It'll be here via mail. I got it. So you couldn't get them in the store, so I had to order it. I don't order from Walmart. I don't know how to. I don't know what that is.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I just did. It's fine.
There have been some killer deals that have come from Walmart that Kinja Deals notified me of. I don't know. I think I've maybe bought from them once, but it was, I think it was like a, it was the action figure set, the Marvel Legends action figure set that had the Jeff Goldblum Games Master.
Oh, the one from Thor 3.
From Ragnarok, yeah.
Yeah.
It had Korg and Games Master, and I can't remember what the third one was, but.
That's cool, though.
Yeah.
You could keep 8 cans of soda in my Series X fridge, but you could keep 8 cans of beer. Here's my transition. Brian went to Beer Fest.
Well done, sir.
How was your yearly trek to Beer Fest? How'd it go?
Oh, it was great, actually. It was Not as packed. I mean, the session we go to is the members session, which isn't as packed as the general admission sessions.
Sure.
Because we pay a little bit extra just for an American Homebrewers Association membership, just so we can get a discount on tickets and have access to the members only session. That's the only reason that we do it.
What does the members only session do for you? What do you get with that? What does that mean, actually?
You, because there's fewer people, you get quicker, you get a cheaper ticket.
Okay.
You get quicker access to every brewery. So, all right. You know, we've all been to trade shows. We've all been forced to go to big trade show events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in this case, it's just long aisles of tables, Some people actually have like a fancy booth on the ends. But other people just have a 12 or 16 foot table, 12 foot table, with a white tablecloth on it, plastic probably,
yeah,
and a place to set five or six different pitchers of beer.
Okay.
Behind them, they've got kegs, and what they do is they you know, put just enough in the beer so that it stays cold, or in the pitcher just enough so it stays cold. People walk up, they put their glasses on the right in front of the beer they want to try, or they put them in front and say, I'd like to try the Pilsner or the Stout or whatever. And then they come over and they pour carefully one little ounce of beer.
Mm.
And these glasses are, you know, they're tiny. They're bigger than a shot glass, but not much bigger than a regular size shot glass. And there's a little mark on them roughly where an ounce is. And so you taste it. You're like, oh, that's very good. Let me try your milk stout, please. Or let me try your porter. Or let me try your ale or whatever. Are you putting up the photo of me with my glass?
No. I should. I just found some Oktoberfest footage that was fit well with your description.
From the description?
Yeah, I have a greater question about why they don't call yours Oktoberfest, but continue on. I don't want to interrupt.
Well, because it's a different thing than Oktoberfest. We do have an Oktoberfest here in Denver.
Oh, okay.
Last week or week and a half of September, and as is typical.
So they're double dipping is what they're doing. They're
double dipping. It's a whole different thing too. That takes place. That's out in the middle of downtown. With they take over a street, block off a couple streets with German food and beer and dancing and that sort of thing. It's Oktoberfest here is so much less about the beer than it is about the whole German.
Oh, right.
Experience, you got which I'm sure is the same case up at Snowbird.
Yeah, the Snowbird one's all about bratwurst and, it's beer, obviously, and everyone dressed like weird-looking Germans. But, I assume it's like all Oktoberfests. They're all kind of like that.
They're all probably like that. And anytime, by the way, if somebody gets in my car and they're like, I say, where are you from? Or, you know, we start talking and the topic always comes up. Oh, you lived here all your life? And da-da-da. It's like, where are you from? Oh, from Utah. Oh, what part? Oh, Salt Lake City area. I said, oh, yeah, I have a good friend in Salt Lake City and I've been out there many a time. Oh, where'd you go? I said, well, mostly to Snowbird. Ah, skier, right? Nope. When I say no, they go, oh, well, then you must go to Oktoberfest.
Right. What else could it be?
What else could it be? Yeah. And I say, well, no, actually, we have a big, fan meetup event out there. Oh, who are you a fan of? Like, oh,
I know you're gonna. There's no getting out of those things. It's almost easier just to say I went out there for
Nathan Fillion
skiing. You know what I like to ski? I went skiing and just lie to him.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. All right, you win skiing.
Yeah, I went skiing. Forget it. Goodbye.
Anyway, we have access to all those breweries, 500 different breweries each, with about five or six different beers at each one for 4 hours. So it's 4 hours of walking up. Fill in your glass, drink, go to the next one, try a bunch from the same brewery, try a few from this one. Pumpkin brews were huge, of course, as they always are this time of year. Mm-hmm. Had a really good marshmallow and graham cracker, like a s'mores kind of beer, a stout that was great.
Mm-hmm.
Not too sweet, but surprisingly really good.
Sure.
There's a, I think, one out of Tampa, Florida called Big Storm, and they had a tangerine IPA. And I'm not usually a fan of IPAs, but they had a tangerine IPA that was amazing. A listener that works at a brewery wasn't able to go to GABF, but he sent along some goodies for me, and that's Tyler from Shorts Brewing in Elk Rapids, Michigan. And big thanks, because he sent along a big swag bag of hats and coffee cups and stuff.
Nice. That's where they brew all the beer in their shorts.
They brew it. They use the shorts as a filter, and it's delicious.
Tasty. Yes. Mm, man, tasty. Can you just filter in all your drinks through your undies is my plan.
Yes, through your... Yes, exactly.
Well, that's good. So, but no...
And yeah, you get to keep the glass. I have all my glasses from all 8-9 years that I've gone to this thing.
During FilmSack, you said no hangover, no noticeable stuff.
No noticeable hangover. I feel like I was moving a little slower yesterday than I normally do on a Sunday. So I don't know if hopefully no one was able to tell that on FilmSack or we did D&D afterwards. I'm like, yeah.
That's you running on steam when you do that. Holy crap.
Totally, yeah. All right, I'm going to let me just attack with my soul shard.
Well, that's great.
But no, it was a great time. And by our estimate, we had something like between 80 and 100 different beers that we tasted on that yesterday.
A lot of beers.
Or Saturday. Yeah. And if you think of those as ounces, that's 80 to 100 ounces of beer in a 4-hour period, which is like drinking 7 12-ounce cans of 8 to 10% ABV.
Yeah.
Not your Bud Light or your Coors, but like, you know, high-end craft beers and stuff.
Did you wear a Stadium Pal or do anything to mitigate the pee pee need? Or no?
No, okay. I did pee 3 times.
That's
3
it?
Pees.
That's not too bad.
Not too bad, no.
No, I'm going to say that's real for as much as that went down your hole. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it really is. Really is amazing. I mean, I came home and peed like, you know, a racehorse, but
sure.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever seen a racehorse pee? I've always wanted to see an actual racehorse take a pee. You know, is it really as big a deal as we make it out to be? Because we always, oh, I got to pee like a
racehorse. It's a very big deal, Scott.
It must be.
It's a very big deal.
It's the biggest of deals, yeah. All right. One more quick thing before we get to Battle Royale today in our Half Asses edition. I'd like to give a shout out to Diago Santos in our Tadpool / larger community. He got married this weekend, and we're stoked for him. That's awesome. Very, really happy for him, and it looked like a real nice event. There's pictures up on the Facebook group if you guys want to go see it. Huge grats to him and a long, happy life with this beautiful bride.
So cool. By the way, Pops and Recline just put a video of a racehorse peeing in the chat if you want to see it.
Let's see it!
Okay. That kid, just in the still image that they use for the thumbnail, that kid is fascinated.
Don't eat me.
Okay, let's see what we got.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow. Deserved.
It's like birds are coming out of them.
Oh my gosh.
That's
oh my.
Okay, you know what? I'm for real. I always think that these things are overblown. Not today.
Yeah, no. This episode of TMS is R-rated.
I don't even know what to think of that. That's the most amount of pee I've ever seen out of anything. That's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
He's almost digging a hole to China.
Yeah, no kidding, dude. Who's cleaning that up? I guess it's dirt. It'll soak it in.
It's dirt, yeah.
Gross. All right, time to call. We're going to call Brian Dunaway.
Call him.
Yeah, why not? Let's play a game. Hold on.
He's not calling us.
No. I mean, he could, but it wouldn't work.
He wouldn't.
It would start a whole new session, you know, and we can't answer that. Yeah. We can't do that.
Exactly. No, not while we're in this session.
No, forget it. Joining us from halfway across the country, well, almost the full way, is Brian Dunaway. Hi, Brian.
Oh, hi, Scott and Brian.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good all the way from the other side of the country.
Yep. Look at you down there doing your thing. Welcome back, South Carolina, to be specific, but really it's his own place. Brian is his own ecosystem, and we're glad to have him share his time with us on a Monday while we play a little game. Hey, Brian Ibbett, will you explain this game and how it works?
Okay. Welcome to the morning, Half Asses. Pee like a half ass. The trivia game where I'm actually going to be giving you two the answers. I'm going to be giving Scott and Brian a category. 6 possible answers to that category. 3 of those answers are correct, and 3 of them are complete and total BS. Depending on how confident they feel with the category, they can provide 1, 2, or 3 guesses. But if they get any of those guesses wrong, they get 0 points for that round. Guess 1 and get it right and you get a point. Guess 2 correctly, you get 3 points. And guess all 3 correctly, you will get 5 big ones. And by big ones, I mean points. The player with the most points after three rounds wins the prize for their contestant. And looky here, I found a couple contestants that aren't able to attend live. And Scott, you're going to be playing for Ethan Fuller of West Greenwich, Rhode Island.
Nice. Oh. Nice.
And Brian, you're going to be playing for David of Houston, Texas.
Yeehaw, David. Let's do this.
Yeah, David.
Yeah. Woo! So.
Yeah, what? The Texans beat the Carolinas yesterday in the rodeos.
Yeah, they did.
I believe.
They did.
Yes, mm-hmm. The rodeos. The NFL rodeos.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to it. Let's get to your first question. Looks like you guys are both logged in. Question number one. Accomplishments that Thomas Jefferson listed on his gravestone. So on Thomas Jefferson's gravestone, he listed some of his accomplishments. Which of these six now, are actual ones? Yeah.
He what? Listed them? Like, well, how did he do that?
He provided a list for them to add.
Did he request?
Oh, did he request it? Interesting.
I got you. Okay.
That's a very good question.
Are you guys going to do that?
If
you, assuming we all have gravestones when we die, do we all want to write our own? What do you think of that idea?
Nope.
No? Okay.
I would like to write my own. Are you kidding me? Yeah.
I think I might.
I'm getting burnt up, thrown in an urn.
Yeah, but they're still going
to really
put
I want it to be a list of games that I finished. Video
Don't
games
waste
that
your
I
money on a stupid stone with
No, that's good because Brian will save money. There's hardly any games he's finished, so it's like
it's right
a single line.
The tiniest gravestone ever.
Yeah, it's a little tiny brick.
Astroneer.
Yeah, Astroneer. That's it.
No, I there were quite a few I finished.
That's
no, I'm getting cremated anyway. I don't care. All right, let's get to your list.
Pump
Here's
that.
Your list.
All right.
Founding the University of Virginia, architect of Monticello, the Louisiana Purchase, president of the United States, the Statute for Religious Freedom, and the Declaration of Independence. Which of these things did Thomas Jefferson list on his gravestone?
Okay. Pretty sure I know two of these, but I don't think I know any of these
others. Once again, listed on his gravestone. Once again, I need to know if he requested this or if his family put it on there.
I don't know if his cousin who was pissed at him should have put.
Obviously, somebody else put it on there for him.
I mean,
He could have easily had that.
Carve it beforehand or something, right? He didn't.
Might have. Who knows? But you wouldn't know if you would have had one last accomplishment. It's like, oh, is it too late for me to add such and such to my gravestone?
What about coitus with a 14-year-old slave? Is that on there? No?
I'm locking in with those two dumbass answers.
Back. It's on the back. Okay.
It's on the back.
Yeah, always put that stuff on the back of the box, always.
All right. Well, of course, you guys both chose President of the United States. Guess what? He doesn't include that on his reason.
I knew it was a trick.
Nor does he include Architect of Monticello, but he does include the Declaration of Independence, the Statute for Religious Freedom, and founding the University of Virginia.
Damn it. I knew that turd would try to mess me up.
No, yeah.
TRPW, yep. I know it's rape. I know. I just don't like that word. It's horrible. Yeah, I don't like saying it. Yeah. TRPW wants to really get he wants the R-rated version of every word I say.
Why are we talking about rape?
It's a long
did
story.
I miss something?
You did. It's okay, though. It's okay that you missed it.
Oh, there it is right there.
Well, what is that? His thing?
Declaration of American
rape is this rap with an E.
Oh, that's a big stone. Look at that.
It is. Statute of Virginia for Religious Freedom. Yeah, there you
father
go.
Father of the what?
Father of the bride.
Many children.
It's probably University of Virginia, I'm guessing, is what's underneath that.
I mean, I know that he had children with that slave because my wife is directly descended in that family line from that union. From that rape, TRPW. Excuse me. What? Go ahead.
Why is everything on that gravestone in quotes?
Like, here was buried.
Know.
Right?
Like, is it, you know?
Maybe we were just different about that stuff
and
back
thus,
then.
And thus I quote the great stone.
Yeah.
And why is it in past
tense? Of Thomas Jefferson.
Where is he now?
Yeah, where is he now? I hope he was put into someone's brownies. All right, moving on.
All right, let's get to question number two. See if you
these are the best Thomas Jefferson brownies I've ever had.
Yeah,
we're quite a ways away from the Winter Olympics, but let's see how many of these you remember. Figure skating terms. All right, okay. Which of these are actual figure skating terms? We have twizzle, pivot crunch, bestie squat, moon jump, Sachet, and Mohawk Turn.
Bestie Squat.
These all sound like great cereal like components.
How about a nice bowl of Pivot Crunch?
Pivot Crunch.
It comes with six Pivot Crunches and two Moon Jumps.
I would eat all of these except for Bestie Squat. Blech. I don't like that.
I don't know if I'd eat Twizzle.
Twizzle.
Mm. How about a big bowl of Twizzle?
Big crunchy bowl of Twizzle. Boy, howdy.
Oh, Jesus.
Figure skating terms.
Yeah, which of these are actual figure skating terminology?
Damn.
Son of a bitch, I'm putting those two in.
All right.
I'm going to grab two because I don't freaking know. Okay.
Okay. Once again, you guys both locked in on one moon jump. You both felt like was an actual figure skating term. However,
and you were wrong.
The actual ones are Twizzle, Bestie Squat, which I'm sure is named after somebody named Bestie, and Mohawk Turn, which Scott, you did also include.
Yeah, but still 0 points because we're dumb.
0 points because of moon jump.
Yep, should have chosen.
Wow. All right, we're getting down.
These are hard. Why are you making them so hard lately? Last week was hard too.
Hard was easy. It was like a video game one or something, wasn't it? It was super easy.
I don't remember.
Neither one of us got any points until the last question, and then Scott won by like a point.
Hey, now is that true? Did I win? I did win last week. You're right.
Yeah, I think so.
I'll take that win.
Well, let's see how you do on this one. Let's get to question number three: legal words in Scrabble. So, which of these are actual legally allowed words in Scrabble? I'll have you know that when I typed these in, all six of them had the little red underneath it. So, according to
according to spell check.
Exactly. Spell check didn't recognize any of these. Your words are corporal, C-O-R-P-L-E, nut meal, rearward, R-E-R-E-W-A-R-D, doppy, zuz, Z-U-Z, and centilol.
Oh, that's total zuz. I find that zuz to be zuz. Centilol
or centilol. Basically, it's spelled Santa L-O-L.
Santa L-O-L.
You're going to need 10 milligrams of zuz.
That should be the name of that Violent Night movie. Have you guys seen the trailer for Violent Night yet?
I saw it. I had something else going. Yes. I was watching the football game on quiet last night because we were watching a movie, and I saw the trailer for it. I'm like, oh, this looks great.
It looks fantastic. I cannot wait for that movie. It looks like Die Hard and John Wick and Santa Claus all had a baby. Looks amazing. Anyway, David Harbour, best Santa ever.
Let's see. Scott's locked in. Brian, you're still
I'm
deciding.
Not locked in yet. I'm still debating.
Yeah, he's baiting. He's baiting.
Baiting.
Don't open the door. He's baiting.
I don't know.
All right. You guys have locked in on four different words.
All right.
Sweet.
All right. The actual words that are correctly allowed in Scrabble are Zuz, which is an ancient Hebrew coin.
I didn't even get one.
Rear word, which is the rear guard of an army, R-E-R-E word. And Santalol, which is the liquid obtained from sandalwood. Santalol your sandalwood.
I never even heard of it.
I wasn't sure about nutmeal. It feels like nutmeal is a word, but I'm like, is it a proper word? Because you can't use.
It's a meal.
Names,
it's a meal of
right?
nuts.
Is it like a real name?
It's
or something?
It's
like
a meal of nuts. You got nuts, and you make a meal out of it. It's a nut.
I'd have never heard of nutmeal.
You know what it is? It's
you
when
can
you
just
get
go
your,
ahead and make a nut meal out of this. You know what
no, you just you squish your balls accidentally in a bad seat or whatever. That's a nut meal. You've mealed your nuts. Nailed it.
Very good.
All right,
let's get to something a little more your speed. Here is our tiebreaker question. Brian, I'm going to be asking you a question, the answer to which is a number. Scott gets to go higher or lower if you get that number incorrect, and whoever gets this right is going to win the prize for their contestants.
Excellent.
On TV's Wheel of Fortune or Thunderdome for Chiclet Heads, how many pegs are on the outside of the wheel? So you know how they spin it? It goes.
Yeah.
Bankrupt. Yeah. All right. How many pegs are on the outside of that big honking wheel?
I'm counting them in my head right now.
Okay. All right. Good.
He's slowing down.
I'm going to say.
Is incorrect. Scott, is the actual number higher or lower than 110?
Lower. It's like a
hug. Well, I'll tell you this. The wheel has 24 different wedges.
Yeah.
Each wedge has three pegs, meaning
he's
got 72 pegs on the wheel. Scott wins.
Woo!
Nicely done.
Completely guessworked that.
Good job.
Yeah. Who's that wins wheel, then? Who got the win?
That wheel weighs 2,400 pounds, by the way. That means that Ethan Fuller of West Greenwich, Rhode Island, is going to be winning our prizes. And they're going to win a copy of Siege Survival, Gloria Victus.
That's good.
And Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl, in which you can actually pit Alanis Morissette against a bucket of slime. It's amazing.
It's amazing what they've done there.
Where are you going?
Whoops, that's the wrong one.
Congratulations. You're a winner.
Here's the thing.
Tell you also that the runner-up is getting a copy of Ember, E-M-B-R, Ember.
Oh, Ember's awesome. I played Ember. It's great.
Cool.
Yeah, very good. A cool game.
I haven't played any of those other two things, although All-Star Brawl is supposed to be pretty fun, so you'll like it. It's like Smash Brothers. Anyway, I was going to say.
I'm on muscle relaxers.
You do? Why?
I took a muscle relaxer this morning.
No, how are you feeling?
That's why I lost.
Are you relaxed?
Like my wife, you call muscle relaxers instead of muscle relaxants.
Oh, same with me. I call them relaxers. Are they
relaxers?
Are they relaxants?
I think they're relaxants.
Oh, never heard that.
Do you put on deodorant in the morning?
if
I mean, it's a good point. But if you go search for.
I think both words are acceptable. I know you're going to go. Yeah, the first thing you're going to do is Google and say, well, hold on, Brian. I found a page that says muscle relaxers.
Oh, yeah, there's a ton of them. There's a ton that say
both.
They basically say both, but if you're going to go to Wikipedia, they actually do yours. They do relaxant.
Yes.
So, I had no idea. I've never used it that way.
Unfortunately, that just sounds stupid, so I'm not doing that. So there you go.
All right. Stupid as it is. Real quick here, that 2,000 pound.
Of course, I thought nut meal was a word, so you know.
Yeah, well, you know.
Depend on me.
You don't know anything. Hey, how much did you say that thing weighed, the wheel? 2,000 something? What was it?
2,400 pounds.
So that's like a, what is that? That's a ton and some. Wait, a ton is 2,000 pounds? How much is a ton?
Kind of 2,000 pounds is a ton.
Okay, so that's like a that's an over a ton of wheel.
It's over a ton of wheel, exactly.
And it just sits there and does nothing except when they film shit.
Right.
What a life that wheel has. Right. Fantastic. All right, Dunaway, good job, and congratulations to both of our contestants.
Was it a good job though?
Yeah, it was a good job. It was a good job.
Get anything?
Nah. What we needed was you and your fun personality, and you did a good job.
I showed up. And that is as much as you can ask of me in these times.
That is true. In these end times where you're on a muscle relaxant.
In these end times.
Don't go. You know what? Those things mess me up. I only can take those at night or else I'm useless if I ever take a muscle relaxant.
Well, I usually only take them at night, but I was in a dire situation today. Oh, so I took half and I was worried about it. I'm like, oh, boy, this is going to be fun.
Did you hurry and drive?
Yeah. And I was correct.
Drive as fast as you can.
No, I'm not. Before it takes effect.
No.
I don't drive if you have like.
Oh yeah, Brian's back foot hurting him. Should he do what you did and take a thing? Yeah, you got those laying around, Brian.
I took a muscle relaxer because I'm having muscle spasms in my back, and so yeah. But I'm not going to drive for like 6 hours. So it only took like 2 milligrams than what I took, which is like half a dose.
Somebody once told me, I don't know if this is true. I'm sure we have somebody in the listenership who can tell me, but I heard once that if you take too much Viagra. Which I've never done. I don't know what that's like. If you take too much Viagra, you can take a muscle relaxant or and it will help.
Yeah.
It will lower. It will slow the flow. If you know what I mean.
Shrinky dink after your 4 hours.
But that's not a muscle down. It's not a muscle down there. Is it relaxed?
Well, mine is.
Does it keep the blood in there? Is that what it does?
Well, it's because your heart and the rest of your musculature is relaxed some.
But
so I think
your heart's not relaxed. That's,
like I say, it could be a total wives' tale. I have no idea. No idea if it's true.
And
I just heard
that. How Viagra was figured out that it was originally supposed to be a heart like heart medication. They found the side effect that it gives you.
Oh,
wood.
Is that true? I didn't know that.
Right. So like.
Was it like some doctors in some like lab going, all right, let's see how it affects the heart. Oh, my Lord, look at his boner.
Yes, well, forget the heart. Look what it did.
We're going to make billions. And they celebrate. It's fantastic. All right. Hey, Dunaway, tomorrow we're doing Play Retro. Everybody get yourselves ready for a little Halloween fun. We're doing Alone in the Dark 1 and 2. Alone in the Dark.
Oh, yes, perfect.
Which I never played until this past week.
Yes. Oh, really? I played those probably the first one to finish, and then the second one I played, but I never finished it. I will be playing a bit of that later today just to get caught up on how those games hold up. I'm guessing not very well, if I had to guess. But they're still important.
I sent you a link to the DOSBox versions that I had.
I know. I got those. Those are all queued up and ready to rock. So I'm very excited about that because, you know, it's the origin of survival horror. There was no such thing before those games. And your Resident Evils and your Silent Hills and your whatnots, they all came after that sort of thing. So check it out.
Those whatnots.
Yep. Someone just said in the chat, they invented the tank control style survival horror thing, which Resident Evil would lift and use for, I don't know, three Resident Evil games all use that? So that'll be tomorrow, 3:30 Mountain Time, if you want to watch it live, or you can catch us. And I do recommend that if you can, just because we do a lot of visual stuff while we talk about these games. But it's also up on YouTube and the podcast after. Go check it out at frogpants.com/playretro. Brian Dunaway, do you have anything else you'd like to say?
Yes, we'll say you guys mean a lot to me. I appreciate you.
I didn't hang up on him yet. He's still there. Brent Dunaway, you there?
Oh,
you were saying such nice things. Dude. I wasn't going to hang up on that.
Did you just stop talking, or did the audio just cut out?
No, he stopped talking. He thought I was going to hang up.
I was feeling like I hung up on you.
Yeah, because it was usually you saying, if you said something stupid or rude, I would have hung up on you, but you were being really nice. Yeah. I didn't want to do that. Right. Okay, now he's gone. Now I cut
off. Oh, so funny.
All right. Let's see here. We got a little time. We're going to do a news story or two, depending on what we get to here, and that'll all start now.
By the light of the moon.
It's time for a little bit of news brought to you by.
Brought to you by dogs who are deathly afraid of pre-recorded farts.
Okay, quick story. Boomer is over last night because Nick was here, and they bring their dog when they do that. So Boomer's at the house. That means four dogs in the house. And they were all napping at one point, and I was on the couch at one point with my phone out, and I was watching TikTok, and I flipped to one where a guy made the loudest, most horrible fart in his video.
Uh-huh.
And Boomer went from dead to sleep to boink, just straight up moving around, looking everywhere, growling. I was sure there was something going down. So
wow. The irony that a dog named Boomer would be afraid of farts.
I know.
Fart sounds.
Well, she's technically named after Battlestar Galactica Boomer, but
sure.
Point well taken. Here's the, you probably know about this. The Do the Time Warp Again Rocky Horror Show will travel. You're going to one.
I am. I'm not going to this one, though, sadly. But
that's unfortunate. Well, it says, grab your toilet paper, bring a flashlight, don't forget the newspaper and your fishnets. A touring interactive version of the Rocky Horror Picture Show is hitting the road to celebrate the cult film's birthday with screenings, live show casts, the invitation to be inappropriate, and one of its own stars, Barry Bostwick. I didn't know he was in that.
He was in the original and not in the one that's coming to Colorado or that's being done here that I'm seeing Saturday, going to the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Anyone coming there from the original movie?
No, this is a local group called Colorado, the Missing Ingredient Colorado or something like that. And it's there. They put it on at the Esquire. Like Denver is, I think, the last city that has continuously run the Rocky Horror Picture Show at midnight since 1975 without stopping.
Gotcha. I don't think you're going to miss anything by not having Bostwick there. It's fine.
No, I don't think so either. You know, it'd be nice to see him there, but I doubt he would actually be doing the shadow cast of the show. I think he'd probably just be sitting in the audience.
Oh, yeah. Or maybe do a little Q&A before or something like that. Who knows?
Oh, that could be. Yeah.
Yeah. Like directors do when they do their film.
What does Susan Sarandon smell like?
Spring morning.
Yeah, or no, she'll say, Andy Dufresne is what he'll say. look it up, kids. Yeah. Let's see here. UK porn stars halt work because of a syphilis outbreak in Europe. I don't know if you knew about this, Brian, but no.
I did not. Well, that explains why I haven't been able to get any jobs lately.
Your European porn has come to a halt. Amid growing concerns over a reported syphilis outbreak in Europe, many adult film actors in the United Kingdom have stopped working altogether. As per a report by The Independent, adult film stars are calling for a union to be established in the UK. Syphilis, as you know, is a sexually transmitted infection, or a STI.
I didn't know it was an infection rather than an STD, a disease, or the same thing, just one in the UK and one in the US.
I think STI is a distinction, I think.
Okay.
Call it a disease. I don't know. It's a good point. I'll bet Americans do. You're probably right. It's just them saying university and us saying the university. It's probably like that.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Weirdos. Lorries, not trucks. What are they doing over there? Anyway, this can be easily cured with antibiotics, but can trigger grave, even life-threatening issues if left untreated. Symptoms are usually routinely mild and difficult to spot. PASS, P-A-S-S, which runs a database of sexual health certificates for U.S. adult actors, said they have been informed of multiple positive syphilis results among porn stars in the Europe, warning of the potential for many more exposures, including among U.S.-based performers, reports the website.
When you have sex with a European, you're having sex with the last 10 years of porn that European has done.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, never do that.
I made the joke in the tadpole, by the way. European, and you're a hurtin'.
Oh, that was good.
Because it hurts when I pee.
It is that is one of the things, right? It hurts when you pee. It's like an STI
STD.
What do you call that?
It hurts when you pee. Yeah.
What do you call urinary? UTI is what I'm thinking of.
Oh, a UTI, sure.
Not to be confused. You don't get UTIs necessarily from doing it, although that can happen. It was a very educational show today.
I know we learned about racehorses. We learned about figure skating terms and now STIs.
Yeah.
Oh, and Barry Bostwick. Nice.
Nice. Preliminary data from the U.S. Centers of, you can tell this is UK articles. They spelled that C-E-N-T-R-E-S.
Centres.
For disease control and prevention released this month also shows there have been a 24% increase in congenital syphilis, which is passed on to fetuses and can lead to birth defects and, worst case scenarios, babies dying. Well, that's no good. We don't like that. We don't want that.
Nope.
Also, you know, well, whatever. I know there's a whole... I don't actually know this. I assume there's a whole subcategory of, like, pregnant lady porn is my thinking, right?
Oh.
That's probably a thing.
Yeah, which is... isn't there... There's some irony that... Therefore, they can't be the stepmoms.
Right.
Like, you know,
right. A little bit of irony there for sure.
A little irony that pregnant women and stepmoms might be popular subgenres.
And no shade here. If any of you out there are in this business and are affected by this, we hope you're able to avoid it and, you know, get any help you might need for any infections. And
yeah.
Like we said earlier, like in the freaking 1700s, y'all be dead by now because we didn't have antibiotics. But we got them now. We can do it.
Yep.
We can treat this stuff.
Get fixed.
Get
dealt with.
Live a long, healthy, and then you'll be ready for grandma porn in just a few years. You'll be all
that's
set
right.
to go.
It ain't like herpes, though. Herpes you get forever. We learned that from Eddie Murphy's stand-up act.
That's true. So much we've learned from that.
Yeah.
Like how black people never go into haunted houses, even though he just did that in the movie The Haunted Mansion that we watched yesterday for film.
Right. Exactly.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back from this break, we will spend some time with our old pal, Steven Schleicher. We had a couple of big cons over the weekend, and he's got the scoop.
NYCC.
That's right, baby. Specifically, I want to talk about that. I want to talk a little bit about the Picard trailer, because, I don't know, I have thoughts on that. Anyway, that's all coming up. But before we do that, Brian Ibbett here will present a song to split the show right down the middle where God
right
meant it to be.
Right down the middle. Yep. Hey, let's go to Seattle for an indie hard rock band called Flung. And I say it like that because there's two U's, F-L-U-U-N-G, Flung.
Wow.
Thanks to Dark Secret Media for letting me know about this one. They've got a brand new album coming out this Friday. It's called The Vine via Setterwind Records. Check it out. Here's the first single from it. It's called Decades. Here is Flung.
I don't miss you every day. But I wish that you could say we
Kids swallow quarters all the time. If she craps out two dimes and a nickel, then you can start worrying, huh?
For a quick, refreshing lift, nothing does it like 7-Up.
The Morning Stream, Batman.
That reminds me, I got a new Batman game coming out in like a week. That Gotham Knights game.
Oh, very excited about it.
Brian, who was the song?
W in the chat room just wants to like, well, if a father marries another woman and makes her pregnant, then she would be stepmom to any of the man's original children in the porn. Yes, come on. Like, this is something you feel you need to explain to me. The joke is that there's stepmom porn where she's not the mother, and then there's pregnant woman porn where she's the mother.
Where she's the mother.
That's the joke I'm making. If you'd like to continue to
It's pile on TRPW today. That's what's going on.
Let's do that. Hey, everybody. That song you just heard was the band Flung out of Seattle. Brand new album is called Divine. Comes out Friday. That's the first single from the album. It's called Decades.
Yeah.
Hell, let's explain Brazzers.
Tree Scare says, I'm not sure how to feel about Gotham Knights yet. Well, I mean, me either, because I haven't seen any reviews, but it's looking good. I mean, it's a big open world in Gotham City, and you're playing all these different, you know, you get to be Nightwing if you want, Batgirl, freaking Tony Todd, not Tony Todd. That's the guy that played Candyman.
Yeah.
What's his name? The Todd kid. Anyway, Red Hood is who I'm trying to say.
Oh, Jason Todd.
Jason Todd. Yeah. Freaking Tony Todd as the Red Hood. Fantastic casting. All right. Let's get into the Schleicher weeds. All right.
Yeah.
Let's wade in there as if we have no care in the world. Gotta add him though. Hold on. Here we go. Okay.
Drench Wildfire is enjoying Pennyworth. There has not been an episode where Martha and Bruce Wayne's dad. What was his dad's name?
Howard, not Howard Wayne. That's
Thomas Wayne.
Thomas Wayne.
Thank you. Thomas like and Martha
we got the perfect guy here to say it. Stan, we actually asked the question while Steven was here. It's amazing.
We did. It was a perfect time to ask that question. But yeah, if there's any episode of Pennyworth that has that scene in it, I'm not even going to start the series.
Why did you start to say that name? They'll say, and then Brian's out. Exactly. That'll be it.
Steven Schleicher. Steven Schleicher.
Hey, look who it is. It's Steven Schleicher joining us like he does every Monday to talk about pop culture, comics, movies, and more. Steven, welcome back.
Hello, Scott. Hello, Brian.
Hey,
hello.
Man. Hey, man. So check this out.
Okay.
Real quick. When a game like Gotham Knights is coming out, I always think of you because I know you like me, are, you know, somewhat of a DC fan. You like the DC comics.
Yeah.
Any desire to crack that open or too busy?
I'm not very good at video games.
Mm.
When I play Assassin's Creed, I'm more than likely to set myself on fire than to kill the guy.
I love that. I mean, they let you run right over that open fire and
I know, right?
You
know?
Oh, I jumped off the really tall tower and I missed the hay bales and I landed right in a fire pit.
Yeah. So I don't know. It probably has too many buttons that I need to mash in a certain sequence and I'm probably not down.
You're
for that.
Probably correct about the buttons, but yeah, it's I don't know. I'm just in the mood for a big AAA game. Yeah, and I love the Arkham games, and this is not. So this is the guys that made Origins, Batman Origins, Arkham Origins, which was not Rocksteady who made the main Arkham games, which are revered, and Origins is just kind of okay. So, I mean, there's a little bit of concern that maybe this will just be okay, and we'll have to wait for Rocksteady's Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League thing that's coming out, but I'm excited nonetheless.
If that ever comes out.
It should come out next year, I think. I think that's the plan. It better. Well, whatever. Rocksteady delays everything, so you're probably right. Anyway, hey, we got a couple of things. Anything out of New York Comic Con that blew your mind or made you go, whoa?
Yeah, there were a couple of things. Marvel is pretty big. I mean, this week, next week, the new previews catalog will be out that lists all this stuff. But Marvel Comics did kind of pull a Marvel Studios gimmick by posting an image that has a timeline of all of their events coming out for the next year. That looks very much like when they get up and say, here's all of our movies coming out for the next 14 years.
Yeah.
A couple of them that of note, of course, there is a big dark web series that starts, I want to say, next month, and then will run through the first part of 2023. This is where Madeline Pryor and Ben Reilly team up as the Goblin Queen and Chasm, and they take their revenge on all the spiders of the Spider-Men's universe. So you've got that. You've also got Captain America Cold War, which for anybody that's a fan of the Captain America series on the Disney Plus, you might want to check this out. It's Steve Rogers still around. He is in his own book, Captain America, Sentinel of Liberty, and Sam Wilson is in Captain America, Symbol of Truth. And they've got a big crossover that is supposed to kind of incorporate a lot of the big events from Captain America's history for the last 80 years. And then Jason Aaron wraps up his Avengers series with Avengers Assemble. I think that comes out in February of this year.
All right. That's exciting stuff. Looking forward to all that.
Oh, I'm sorry. That comes out in November of this year.
Sorry. Okay. Very cool. Tony Todd again. Just kidding. I keep forgetting this Jason guy's name. No, that's great. What was I going to say? I had a follow-up on that. Oh, shit. And I derailed myself. It was great. We were all going to be in awe of my question. Now I don't remember it. Damn it. All right. Well, that's okay. Aww. We'll come right back around if I think
that's
of
okay.
It.
It happens. We're all getting older.
Oh, I know what it was. Spider-Man. I got a Spider-Man question.
Okay.
Is it true?
Yes.
I know there's like the Spider-Verse is huge, and there's the pig, and there's weird stuff, right? Noir, and then the robot thing and the movie and all that. Somebody told me yesterday, John, a friend of the show, John Jagger there, mm-hmm. said that there's a character called Spider's Man.
I believe so. There are so many.
And it's
Isn't he the one that's covered with spiders? It's just a bunch
of spiders who crawl together to form the shape of a man and then wear the suit.
Yeah, in a trench coat. It's a million spiders in a trench coat.
Why has no one ever...
so that they can legally buy alcohol.
I love, that's what it seems like, right? It's like stacking two kids on top of each other, except it's all spiders. But that blows my... I didn't know that was a freaking thing. That's amazing. I love that. Are we going to... I want to see Spider's Man in the new Spider-Verse movie. That's what I want.
I don't know who we're going to see in the new Spider-Verse movie. We're going to see a lot of them, but there have been several Spider-Verse comic books that have come out from Marvel over the last couple of years. There was a Spider-Verse series with Miles Morales that we reviewed last week on the Major Spoilers podcast. Wasn't very good. Probably a place where you might want to check it out is the Spider-Man Apocalypse or Spider-Verse Apocalypse series, because it's got everybody in that.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm interested in that at all, but I kind of am. It used to bug me when they do this, but I kind of like it now.
Bug you.
Yeah. Spiders I see what you did. Yeah, with the bug you. Bug. Yeah, I didn't mean to do that. It's a joke I didn't mean to tell.
Well, actually.
So isn't there a dinosaur, too? There's like a dino Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. There's all sorts of... you name it, there is a version of it.
Okay. I kind of want to make my own. Something dumb, you know? Like, I don't know what it would be. I guess if the universe is truly infinite, then it can be anything, right? Like spider everything. Like this He-Man I have right here. There's Spider He-Man in one of those
spider
universes.
Spider He-Man, yeah. Sure.
I held that up and it was blurry because it's new.
Spider Tor.
Spider Tor. It's pretty good. It's not bad.
No, it really wasn't.
I'll make out with you, Mary Jane. Yeah.
The dinosaur's name is Spider Rex, by the way.
Spider Rex. Mm. I saw a picture of a toy or something and I thought that's also new to me. But so if this theory holds, in some universe there's an entire dinosaur version of Spider-Man, but he's also made of spiders, right?
I mean, could be. I mean, the multiverse is infinite. Okay. Unless it's not.
I'm in.
Unless you're over at DC, then there's only 50. No, wait, there's an infinite number. No, wait, there's none. And then we're back to an infinite universe.
Well, let's stay with Marvel for a second. They announced some other new projects and events and stuff, which surprised me a little given that they just did all this with their own events, a few of them in a row. But I guess it's okay. They've got more to say. So what are they doing?
They have so many other things that are coming on. They've got a this week they have I was just doing this. They have the Avengers X-Men Eternals event continues. And so it's trying to build to a conclusion. But we have Iron Fist gets involved this week. There's an Eternals book this week. Last week was Star Fox. So if you're interested in that character that showed up in the Eternals, if you like that movie, all two of you might want to go check out Star Fox This week.
Nothing to do with the Nintendo character, right? Zero connection.
No. Although, okay. You know, it would be kind of cool if it was, but
no. Okay. Fair enough.
Star Fox actually showed up at the, I don't know if it was the end credit sequence of the Eternals movie or just at the very end of the Eternals movie.
Oh, okay.
That Star Fox shows up
in. Still haven't seen that. I should watch that.
I mean,
I don't know.
I mean, catch up on all the other Marvel stuff first. Eternals, put down bottom of your list.
Yeah, I had a button hovering over play on Ant-Man and the Wasp the other day. Oh. And then Kim goes, I'm not really in the mood.
I love it when you hover over something that you really should watch.
Well, yes. Kim and I were sitting there ready to watch it. And she goes, I'm not really in the mood for hero stuff right now. And I said, what do you want to watch? She goes, I don't even know. So we found something British, and that's what did it for her.
Okay. Is that what your recommendal is this week?
No. I watched a horror movie by myself.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
I've been watching nothing but horror movies for the last week. And I don't know if that's good for me, but we'll talk about that on Wednesday.
Wow. I watched the first episode of The Midnight Club.
Oh yeah, what'd
you think? Pretty good. It wasn't horrible.
Should that all be released at the same time? By the way,
all the episodes are available.
Okay, yeah, Netflix.
It's on Netflix. So.
So that's the Mike Flanagan stuff. He's never bad. So yeah, you're in good hands over there. And they're doing. I was talking to the film set guys about this, but it's basically they're doing like a Flaniverse event on Netflix. Yes. And it's right. All advertised as like all the Flanagan stuff, all here. Come get it. I like that stuff. All right. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Someone in the chat said, Rusty Nail says Eternals is better than Ant-Man 2. Is that true?
I totally disagree. I think Ant-Man 2 is really good.
Okay.
It's got your, what's her face? Michelle Pfeiffer in it. How can that be bad?
Oh, Catwoman makes the jump from DC to Marvel. Once again, we got a
there
Marvel
you go.
DC
another
transplant.
One. We got another one.
We got one more. everybody keeps telling me, Steven, to watch the Pets one, Super Pets thing.
Oh, Super Pets, we haven't watched that yet.
I have heard.
Kids are now outside that range.
So. Oh, they don't care about that? Yeah. I've heard it's very good and that Keanu Reeves is like a legit good Batman, even though it's kind of played for laughs. Like, I kind of want to see it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Also, if you get a chance, Scott, it doesn't tie into anything else, so you can watch it at any time, although October is probably a good time
to do it.
Halloween's
the right time. Yeah.
Werewolf by Night dropped this last week. And it's only an hour long, 54 minutes long, so you're not doing a huge time commitment. And it's really good.
It's really good. Yeah.
I won't spoil too much, but Ted is fantastic.
Ted is fantastic. And we're finally getting Ted in the Marvel Universe. Finally. Yeah.
Here's the thing I didn't realize, which is really awesome. When you see Ted in Werewolf by Night, realize that that is a practical suit. That is not.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The only thing that they did was a little CGI stuff for enhancement. That is a mechanical face.
Get
too.
Out.
And,
really?
And there are certainly some CGI elements in doing that. But for the expressions and everything, is a mechanical costume. Yeah. It was. I was
that
blown
is
away.
Amazing. Okay.
I was blown away when I saw that. I was like, is this a real? Because this really looks like a practical either prop or costume or whatever. And I was like, no, it's got to be CGI. This is Marvel.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I looked it up and it's like, no, it's a practical suit.
We talked about who Ted is the other day, didn't we?
We did. We talked about Jerry Conway on, what was it, in Film Sec? We talked about it.
Yeah, I think maybe a couple.
Well, I don't know if you talked about it on TMS.
I don't think we talked about it on TMS.
We won't tell you guys who it is. But yeah, let's just say it's a rad thing you don't see very often. How about that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, when I look at him.
But. Yeah. Well, you know, look, you dream about him. I get it.
Hey-o.
Steven, also the Harvey Awards happened.
Yes. That was the other thing that happens at the New York Comic Con this past week.
Yeah.
And I've told you guys this before. I don't know if you've ever read it yet, Scott, but the book of the year, The Good Asian from Porn Sack Pinochet and Alexander Teffingi, I believe is how you say his last name.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
It is very good.
And it won book of the year. On the digital book of the year, Lore Olympus. From Rachel Smythe, one as well.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, I was after I did read volume one of Good Asian on your recommendation and loved it.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I read it, I went, well, this is going to win stuff. Like, I didn't know. Yeah. I wasn't sure what the competition would be, but I just knew it would be a strong contender. And I'm glad to hear it did because it's freaking
great. It has
great.
Won so many awards this year.
Yeah.
In this last year for what it did. And it is such a great series. People should check it out. I still think that even though with all of the awards, it still feels like Parasite, where some people were like, oh my gosh, no wonder this won all these big awards and accolades. And then there's other people that are like, yeah, I haven't watched it.
Yeah. It's one, if you read independent or indie comics at all, I would not skip The Good Asian.
It's good.
You know what I would actually say? I would sell them on this. I would say, do you want something that's got, it's noir storytelling, mm-hmm. but it's got these connections, twists, and basis that's just different than anything you've seen in the noir space. Mm-hmm. Highly recommend it. It's so good. So yeah, good.
If people liked, what was it? The Kung Fu TV show on, was it HBO Max Originals?
Oh yeah.
Whatever that was.
Didn't last
very long. Like that, it's that meets, you know, your detective noir stuff, your Chinatown.
Yeah.
And that's what this is.
Yeah. And it's just really good. It was also kind of eye-opening about some history I didn't know about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's I won't give away here, but it's very, very
I don't
good.
Know. I haven't read the trade collection, but in the individual issues, there was often a section in there where the author, the writer, would talk a little bit about, here's some historical background on who this person is or who these people were this time period and what this means to this story.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's in the trade or not, but if you can track down the single issues and read that additional material, it really adds more to the reading experience.
Very, very cool. Well, congratulations to them. That's awesome. Can't wait to see what they do next. I assume there's a volume 2 coming, or is there one?
Yeah,
already?
No, the series is complete. It's 13 issues, I want to say.
Oh, is that so all they were
going to
do?
Volume 2 is already out, and it's complete, but this is for stuff from last year. The series wrapped up, I want to say, in March or April of this year, so volume 2 will probably take the awards again next year.
Yeah, I need to catch up,
so
I guess.
Now's a chance for people to pick it up.
All right. Here's also your chance to go on over to this fantastic website known as majorspoilers.com and sign up for all the cool stuff happening over there. Anything in particular you want to push people's way this week?
Yeah, this week I would really check out if you wanted to, if you've watched Werewolf by Night and want to know a little bit more about the comic books, I actually pulled a clip from many years ago from our Major Spoilers podcast and put it up as a Major Spoilers classic episode where we're just talking about Werewolf by Night. So you can go find that now over at majorspoilers.com.
That's excellent news. Also, I'm a little thirsty. What do you suggest?
Stay hydrated.
Great. It's great. No, he's got great advice on that front, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Never heard it before until today.
It feels like the first time, Scott.
It's like the first time every time.
Very first time.
Hey, speaking of first time, let's do an email for the first time ever.
Send and receive email.
Here's an email that we got from Scott in Louisiana. Not me, but some other guy.
Okay.
He says, I've been a regular listener to the show for about 7 years. I don't know what FilmSack is. And at this point, I'm not afraid to ask. FilmSack is probably your most talked about alternative show, but I don't think I've ever heard the full pitch of the show. I know that some films are sackable and y'all often save movies to watch for FilmSack. For years, I thought it was a watch-along show, which is why, as an audio-only listener, I never bothered to seek it out. Recently, I picked up on hints that it might not be, but more of a recap and review of the movie. And you have occasional watch-alongs on Fridays. That's actually not it. We don't do that.
Yeah.
Please enlighten me. Love the show, though. Scott in Louisiana. P.S. I'm excited to finally write in and ask. I realized I didn't know what FilmSack was at least a year ago. I hesitated to write because I've never contacted y'all before, and I thought it was silly. Then a whole year went by of me paying closer attention. Y'all discuss FilmSack all the time and never actually say what it is. LOL.
That's a good point. We really don't do good at self-promotion for other shows we do.
Yeah,
do we?
Once again. So here's what it is. It's four good friends sitting around a virtual table talking about movies from all over the place. So our first episode was Krull from the 80s.
About a specific movie, right? Each episode is about a specific movie that we just watched that's usually available on streaming.
Yeah, we pull stuff from streaming. The original design of the show was around the time, it was 2009, Netflix was just starting to be a thing. Mm-hmm. That's where we spent most of our time, and it was all mostly old stuff, nerdy stuff, you know, campy stuff.
Stuff with like fantasy, sci-fi, you know, crime, police movies, cop shows, things like that, but or movies that either are known for being bad, completely mm-hmm. unknown mm-hmm. and bad. Sometimes yep. a good movie slips in there as well.
Sure. Yeah. You never, and sometimes it's just like we do Sacktober every year. So all of October is horror movies or scary movies of some sort or another. I wouldn't call Haunted Mansion all that horror based, but it is, you know, it's got creepy stuff.
I wouldn't call it horror or comedy.
No.
I'd say it fails at both.
Yeah. I think it just exists, but
it just exists.
So we have, the key of the show, though, is the movie matters, but it's not the important part. The important part is the discussion, because the discussion goes crazy directions about tropes in movies to where did we see that guy before? Oh, right. And we'll have these tangents that are actually really interesting. And sometimes you'll laugh your head off. Sometimes it'll be poignant. Sometimes you'll just have a good time, and you don't have to watch the movies, although we recommend it.
We recommend you do, but
then you're more part of the milieu of the conversation, but you don't have to.
And often the show, the episode, even though we're not doing a watch along, often the episode is as long as the movie itself that we're talking about.
Yeah. And in a lot of ways, FilmSack is, I mean, well, right now it's the reigning champion in terms of longevity. It's been around since 2009. So of all the shows I do, that's now the longest running. When The Instance ended, wow, that went, that changed. That became the longest running. Or the one that's the oldest and is still running, I should say, because it hasn't reached 16 years yet. But
it hasn't reached the length of time that The Instance ran for.
Correct. However, what was I going to say? Well, that's it. It's great. So next time, Randy, so when we come on here on Wednesday, Randy says, oh, we're excited about FilmSack this week. And now you get it. Now you know what we're doing. And we occasionally do watch-alongs, but they're rare. And it's those are just kind of one-offs and for
it's
fun.
Usually like a, you know, an hour-long episode of a sitcom or a 70s TV series that had some weird, goofy episode that we watched.
We used to do a lot of TNG episodes and, you know, stuff like that. Yeah. So, and I forgot. That's what I was going to ask him about, was the TNG movie, the Picard season 3, and I couldn't remember it.
Oh, sure. The trailer? Yeah.
Anyway, I guess what I was going to say about that is I'm legitimately excited for that. This is the end of it. This is the last stand.
Right.
All of them are back. So Geordi and Worf and Riker and everybody, they're all on the ship. Yep. They're all doing some business. They got 7 of 9 with them. That's amazing. I love it. The whole cast is there. That's great. Amanda Plummer plays the big bad for the year. Well, one of them.
One of them.
And what's great about Amanda Plummer, I love her as an actress, period, but you always forget that she's Christopher Plummer's daughter, and Christopher Plummer also played a bad guy in Star Trek, where he had the eye patch, he was a Klingon, remember?
Craig
or something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
Anyway, so she's amazing, and just I think that's just great to carry on your dad's legacy, right, as a bad guy or girl.
For sure.
But then...
Undiscovered Country, thank you. Yes, Chang, that was it.
That is Chang, yeah. Or Kang? Chang.
Chang.
He was kind of lawyery and argued against Worf's grandfather, played by Michael Dorn in that movie. It's pretty great.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. Anyway, so my point is with this, there's another bad guy. It's in the trailer, so this isn't a spoiler. But Moriarty shows up, and it's the actor who played him on TNG.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah.
From the holodeck episode?
Yeah. Oh, and Lore is in this trailer. Okay. So we got Lore.
It is like old home week for... Jesus.
I'm legitimately excited, even if it's just a bunch of fan service. I don't care. I'm in. I'm all in.
Will they bring back the Horta?
The Horta. Let's reach way back and bring back...
Let's reach way back from TOS and bring back the Horta.
Horta. All right. Anyway, that's
black
what that
garbage
was.
Bag that swallowed up Tasha Yar.
That's right. Oh yeah, make a return. The glad bag.
Hefty steel sack.
Yeah. That's what my porn name was before the syphilis outbreak. Hey, check this out. We got a Patreon thing to mention here. Patreon.com/TMS. Now, I promised that anybody who joined the Patreon last Thursday and today at any level, I would send them a bonus pack of stickers, prints, and magnets. That's happening now for the following people who all joined us since then. Mark Reardon, Tyler Rowland, Josh Bonnell, Jason Griffin, Davatron 2084.
That's such a great name.
And Kim Wolf. You're all getting in the mail. You'll be contacted shortly so I can get your addresses, but I'll send you an email directly. But you're going to be getting these free packs for joining us on Patreon this week. Thank you all for doing that. Yay. And it'd be really great if you didn't just do the 1 month and leave. You know, hang around.
Please stick around a while.
Stick around a little bit. All
we
right?
promise to make it worth it for you.
It'll be worth
the
your
extra
while.
Extra bonus goofy stuff that you're going to hear.
100%.
Including an F-bomb by Brian last week.
Oh, yeah. In the pre-show, Brian did an F-bomb.
That's right. I did. And Scott couldn't hear me at the time.
Well, let that wash over your loins. Oh, I think I heard it. I think I just forgot to do anything about it, didn't I?
No, you didn't hear it because it was when you couldn't hear me. When you were the speaker routing issue, you weren't able to hear me, so I was like, I can say anything I want. Burr!
I missed that entirely. Nicely done.
Yeah.
Laid that egg and I didn't even notice. All right. It's because I have headphones on. That's how you not notice things. Anyway, exactly. If you want to be one of these fine people or, you know, just join the fray, you can do it at patreon.com/TMS. And there are plenty of reasons too. Just go read about them there and you'll want to join. Trust me. We're super cheap too. That's the other thing. Mm-hmm. Frogpants.com/TMS for everything else. Brian, I think we're done. Do you have music to play before we go?
I do. Mike Stevens, a.k.a. Mungo117, wrote in, said, "Hello, Scott and Brian. I want to recommend this song to a long-distance friend who just had his world turned upside down by becoming a grandpa again and beginning down the path of becoming a writer. The person I'm talking about is none other than our beloved Scott Johnson.
Whoa.
I hope this song keeps you motivated on your new book, and we wish you and your family the best. Keep writing." Signed, Mike Stevens, a.k.a. Mungo117. You want to talk about the Substack?
Yeah, I might have enjoyed that. So on the Substack, I'm sending out to subscribers on the premium tier, they're getting chapters of this book I'm writing. I say this because I've never written anything long form like seriously before, but I think I'm going to try this. It's the science fiction story I've had in my head for a while. So far, feedback's been really good. But I might be preaching to all the nice people who aren't going to ever say anything bad. I don't know. But if you want to sign up and check that out, it's over at frogpants.club. Made it real simple for people to sign up. So
there you go. Way easy.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
All right.
Continue.
Here's the song that he wants you to hear. You already know what it is because you can see it in the folder, Scott. But the song is Don't Stop Me Now. The version I decided to pick for you is by Jukebox the Ghost. This is a single that they released in 2019. Starts out lo-fi. Don't freak out, people. Starts out lo-fi, but then gets hi-fi. Here is Jukebox the Ghost, Don't Stop Me Now.
We'll see you guys tomorrow for a Tuesday edition of The Morning Stream.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I will
I'm traveling to speed of light.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Where you're going, every day is Halloween.
Oh.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.